Governor Scott McCallum yesterday released a new design plan for the Marquette Interchange. During the late 1990s, the aging junction of I-94 and I-43 averaged about 3 vehicle crashes a day. McCallum has cut some things from the project, but still says it'll cost almost $900 million. McCallum and his critics are debating where much of the funding will originate. But others want to make sure that if the project goes ahead, many of the 300,000 drivers who use the Marquette every day will be able to get where they want during the 3-year construction process. Doug Nielsen is president of the Greater Milwaukee Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says there must be good ways to get to and from the city's downtown.
To make sure that people still want to come to Milwaukee, that they know that it is going to be easy to get to and from our area for weekend travel, for convention travel, for whatever.
Nielsen contends the convention and tourism industry brings $2 billion a year to the Milwaukee area. The State Department of Transportation says it'll look at paying for more commuter buses and other mass transit options, like the state did when it resurfaced east and westbound I-94 in Milwaukee a few years ago. DOT Secretary Gene Cussert acknowledges the multi-directional aspect of the Marquette makes it a tougher project.
But it will also be done in increments. So accommodating people who have to go through those segments of the interchange is what the plan will be.
The DOT says it'll set up a study committee on the issue. Environmentalists have argued the rebuilding of the Marquette should prompt regular commuter rail service to downtown Milwaukee, and perhaps even streetcar-like vehicles known as light rail. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.